Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM, Talkspace.com/boom, B-O-O-M.
You are Locked On Pelicans, your daily podcast on the New Orleans Pelicans. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to your Friday edition of Locked On Pelicans. I'm your host, Jake Madison, at NolaJake on Twitter. I'm also a writer for BourbonStreetShots.com, where I've got an article up today on Drew Holiday, how he's going to help this Pelicans team, because he does make his return tonight for the Pelicans against the Portland Trail Blazers. He rejoined the team yesterday, the first time he's been with the team this season. You all know the situation. His wife, Lauren, had a brain tumor while she was pregnant with their first child, so Holiday took a personal leave of absence to care for her, to make sure their newborn daughter was okay. He was at Pelicans practice yesterday. I was there. He spoke to the media for the first time this season, gave us an update on the health of his wife, his child, how he sees himself fitting back into this Pelicans team. It was the only time this entire year he's really going to talk about the health of his wife, of his child, of the personal situation. It's going to be all basketball going forward. But today's podcast is really going to be dedicated to that, to Holiday. How does he feel he can fit back in with this team? Where does Alvin Gentry see his role in the short term, in the long term? And we got to talk to Anthony Davis yesterday to see how excited he was to get Holiday back. Obviously, that's, you know, the Robin to his Batman, as people have been saying, the running mate that he needs. It's another threat on offense. It's only going to be good for Anthony Davis. So we're going to have a lot of audio clips for you today as we talk about, you know, all of those topics with Holiday leading up to the game tonight. I've also got an injury update on Anthony Davis. How is he feeling? Where's he, you know, is he on track to play tonight as well? Obviously, this was recorded yesterday, so there might be an update now. It looked as if Davis was looking good in practice, looked like he could play. Didn't go through a full practice yesterday, but I'll give you an update on some more specifics with that and whether we expect both of them to be on the court tonight against the Portland Trail Blazers. So before we dive into whether Holiday is going to be starting, not starting, is he going to get the majority of his minutes with Anthony Davis? Is he going to come off the bench and try and anchor the second unit? Just listen to how he's feeling being back now that his wife and that his daughter are both in a pretty good position and feeling much better.
Blessed, man. Blessed to have my family back and okay. Everybody's doing well. So blessed for the support from especially the team, man. I can't even explain how much they were for me and my family and through anything. I mean, it was just anything we needed, and they provided for us. The fans, so many supporters, so many prayers. It was unbelievable through a hard time for my family. So I'm excited to be back. I'm really excited.
Look, you can criticize this franchise and the coach, Alvin Gentry, and the GM, Dell Demps, a lot for a lot of the moves they've made on the court, for the poor coaching out of timeouts, for the record of this team, for not putting the pieces around Anthony Davis that you would like to see, and that would make this team, you know, perennial playoff contender. One thing they did handle very well was this situation with Drew Holiday. You can't expect someone to step away from their family, which is, you know, obviously one of the most important things to them, even if you're getting paid $11 million a year, when she has a brain tumor and is pregnant with their first child, and you need to give him the time to handle his business, and the Pelicans have done just that. And like I said, you know, they should be commended for this. You can criticize them in other areas, but this is something they handled very well. And it's nice to see, you know, this franchise be such a stand-up organization. You've seen where franchises treat players poorly in the past, where they try and keep payroll down or whatever it is. Here they said, step away, take care of what you need to take care of, and rejoin us when you feel right. And Holiday even joked around, and I'll play it for you guys. How did he know it was the right time to rejoin this team?
Because my wife said I could.
A bit of levity on a day filled with a lot of serious talk from Drew Holiday. But the other day, Alvin Gentry addressed the media before the game against Boston. And he said they told Drew Holiday to only come back when he could focus on basketball, when he didn't need to worry as much about his family, when he felt they were in a good place, when he could come back and help this team win. And that sentiment was echoed by Holiday today as well. Give a listen.
I'm excited. I'm so excited. Obviously pushing through and and going through a hard time, this at the end of it, my teammates were always there for me. My teammates and the Pelicans were always there. So to come back and fight for them like they supported me, I'm happy to do it.
So while he is back and ready to help this team, like you heard in the previous clip, he did at one point say today that there is potential he might take a personal day to go visit his family. He didn't say where his wife and daughter were. And he's mainly communicating them through phone calls, Skype to see him. But given the situation, he said he might take a personal day to go quickly visit them. That might mean practice gets missed. I doubt he'll miss games from it. But it does sound like he's really back and he's ready to focus on basketball going forward. Someone else who's going to be really excited about Jrue Holiday coming back is definitely going to be head coach Alvin Gentry. When you're the head coach of a two-win team, getting some reinforcements back, you know, have to make your life a little bit easier. Getting some talent back on the court when your offense has been struggling, certainly going to be a good thing. So take a listen to what he had to say.
Oh, it's good to have him back. I mean, obviously he was an integral part of what we try to do, and offensively and defensively. So just to have him back, obviously we couldn't do a lot. You know, guys played a lot of minutes last night, so we didn't get to have a full-fledged practice, but we got to go over some things and get him acclimated to some of the new things that we're trying to do. But for the most part, he's pretty familiar with what we're doing anyway.
Yeah, Jrue Holiday immediately upgrades the talent level on this team. He's going to immediately upgrade the offense. He's not going to fix the offense, but he's certainly going to make it better. Alvin Gentry then went on to talk a little bit about what his expectations were, how Holiday's looked so far.
You know, obviously it's going to take a little while for him to get his timing back. You know, from a basketball standpoint, I think he's in really good shape, conditioning-wise, and everything. But, you know, you have to actually participate and play in games to get your basketball timing. So we'll play him and you know, take a few games here and there, but I think he'll be okay.
So I know the question on everyone's mind is now, is Holiday starting? Is he not starting? And is there a minutes restriction? If there is, what is it? And I've got a clip for you. I don't think a lot of that's been set just yet, though it sounds like Gentry has an idea of what their plan is. But before we get to that, I want to make sure you guys are subscribed to Locked On Pelicans. This is the only podcast where you're going to get information like this, audio clips like this, and I come to you guys 5 days a week. So make sure you subscribe to Locked On Pelicans, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, on iTunes, on Audioboom, whatever app of choice it is. Make sure you're following me on Twitter, at NolaJake. The podcast itself, it's at Locked On Pels. Also, make sure you're listening to the Locked On NBA podcast with David Locke. Subscribe to that. If you're a big fantasy basketball player, and I know a lot of you are, make sure you're listening to Locked On Fantasy Basketball as well. 5 days a week with the greatest information you can get. If you're a hoops junkie, this Locked On Podcast Network is absolutely what you need to be listening to. So the question everyone wants to know is, Holiday starting, not starting? What's the plan here? Well, if you listen to this Alvin Gentry clip, it doesn't sound like he's got a solid plan just yet, that it's going to be fluid, but they kind of have some guidelines in place.
There's probably a good chance that he won't start, but as far as how many minutes he's going to play or what we're going to do in that, I'm going to sit down with him tomorrow morning at shoot around, and we're going to work on that. So don't know exactly the number or anything like that. I know we're not going to play him 30 minutes, if that's what you mean. Now, not first game back, but we'll just kind of we'll talk about how he feels and kind of the way I see it and the way he sees it. I don't think we can put a hard number on, you know, he's going to play this many minutes, because, you know, it could be less, it could be more, depending on the situation. You know, it's so different when you work out. He's been working out twice a day, really hard, with Jamel, a player development guy, and it's been really good. But that's not playing with five guys in the bumps and the grinds of an NBA game, so we'll just have to see how that goes.
So a lot of it sounds like it's going to be on Holiday, how good he looks, his conditioning, which I don't think is going to be a problem, but it's really how quickly does he get his timing back? Does he start to gel with the Pelicans' new additions? Does he still have that chemistry with Anthony Davis? If that's all going well, and there's no necessarily reason to think that it won't be, he could be earning, you know, maybe not 30 minutes that first game back against Portland, but if he looks good, then I wouldn't be shocked if they throw him right into the mix against Charlotte the next night on Saturday. It's a back-to-back. What better way for him to really get get out there. You'll still be in a rhythm potentially from the night before. So it sounds like it's really going to be on Holiday himself and his role going forward. If he's playing well, like I said, they're going to keep riding him. They need some help. Alvin Gentry's probably going to be feeling the heat. His seat's got to be quite warm right now. A lot of people are calling for his head, and for him to be fired and someone new to step in, if he's got a player, that's good. You got to put him out there on the court, and I would expect him to do that with Drew Holiday. So Holiday's only been with the team Thursday and Friday. His role is not really set in stone yet on which lineups he's going to be a part of. But Alvin Gentry in this coming clip here is going to give you kind of an idea on how they want to use him and how his versatility is really going to help this team. And the other thing is, this is a solid NBA player. He's a former All-Star. The Pelicans have had time closing tough games, and Alvin Gentry is going to talk about exactly how Drew Holiday is going to be able to help them in that case as well.
I think Drew can play off the ball or on the ball, you know, so... I think there's a lot of situations that we could be in where he could be the primary ball handler, or he could be the guy off the ball. So that's what makes him so good. I think he's a versatile player. And, you know, we need his shooting also, you know. I mean, I think he'll help us from a shooting standpoint also. But it also gives you a guy that have been in tough games and have played and have made plays down the stretch. And I think that's what we've been lacking a little bit. We've had a tough time closing games out. We've been in a lot of games that we just had a tough time closing them out. I think you're helping that department also.
Having Frazier and Holiday on the court at the same time doesn't make a ton of sense. I've kind of jumped off the Frazier bandwagon over the past week or so, as you all know. But having two passing guards in the backcourt with Anthony Davis could certainly help. It's going to help in the pick and roll where Tim Frazier hasn't been very effective. And over on bourbonstreetshots.com today, I have an article up talking about exactly how Holiday is going to help in that regard. We're not going to dive into that too much today. But he's a threat to attack with the ball in his hand and attack the rim. He's a good shooter too. You heard Alvin Gentry mention that, which means teams can't necessarily go under the ball screen that Davis is going to be setting. You've got to go over to at least play him close, because if you give him that space, he's going to hoist up an open three-point shot, something Tim Frazier hasn't been able to do. But let's say that pick and roll doesn't work. With Frazier on the court as well, you can kick the ball out to him and run a play on the other side, something the Pelicans haven't been able to do. Etuan Moore is an okay passer on the perimeter, but he's not as dynamic as Tim Frazier is, and I think that's going to help. So having two guys that can get Anthony Davis the ball on entry passes is going to keep the defense on their toes a little bit more. And when it comes to crunch time, we've seen how bad the Pelicans have been. Look how awful they were against Orlando the other night. The offense even went cold in the win against Boston. They run a lot of Anthony Davis isolations because, frankly, there's no one else you really want taking a shot in that time. Holiday comes in, and if he has the ball in his hand and he's going to be the person you're drawing up a play for, or something breaks down and there's another action or two, you can get him the ball and feel confident that he can at least score. You can't say that about any other Pelican on this team right now. The reason Anthony Davis is hoisting up bad shots in crunch time is because he doesn't trust his teammates. Now at least you've gotten a guy out on the court that he trusts, so if he gets trapped, doubled, or triple teamed, he can at least pass to Holiday, and this team is going to have a chance to score when they need a bucket and need to avoid an empty trip down the court. And I think Holiday realizes this as well. He knows he's not going to step in and light it up, but he knows he can help in certain situations, and especially at the end of late game situations when you're trying to direct an offense, that's where he can really help. And Holiday had this to say about that.
Down the stretch, I do think I could help with some directing and really just tighten it up at the end of the game.
Anthony Davis was also excited for Drew Holiday coming back to the team. He spoke to the media after practice yesterday, and this is what he had to say to start with.
Him being here, you know, Corey brings, you know, a good vibe to the team. He can definitely score the basketball. He's great defensively, great at making reads. So, you know, he's going to come back and bring that energy, you know, and it's just good to have him back out here. You know, he did a lot of great things for us when he's on the floor. So, we need him to come back and bring the same thing that you brought last year for us.
Of course they need him back and to come back and to play like he did last year. And once he got past the minutes restriction and stopped coming off the bench and was back with the starters, Holiday played exceptionally well. But this team's 2-10. Of course they need a guy the quality of Drew Holiday and the level of his play to come back and help him, you know, just get out of this hole. Playoffs are probably out of the question, but you're trying to build for the future. You're trying to show you can be a contender next year. Show Anthony Davis this roster isn't as bad as it's looked. Drew Holiday's the first step in getting that fixed, and at least they're getting him back so far. I know recently we've been kind of down on the Pelicans. Obviously, a 2-10 record. That loss to the Orlando Magic as well is going to certainly put a damper on things. But there's some reason, you know, to be optimistic. Holiday's return is one. But listen to what he had to say about the team as well.
I don't think our record shows how good we are. I do think we have a lot of effort there. And obviously, there's some games where we were there at the end of the game and we had it won. But some things that we have to clean up at the end of the game to seal the deal.
So take a breath, Pelicans fans. You've made it through the first hurdle of the year. I think everyone kind of agrees this isn't quite a 2-10 team, especially with the injuries they've had, with Holiday being out, missing Davis for that game against Orlando. That was a winnable game, a game they should have had, even without him probably. But if you have Holiday in there, you know, they win that game as well. So you're looking at maybe really a 3-4 win team. It's not a ton better, but it's not 2-10 bad. 4-8 would look a whole lot better. So, you know, don't expect Holiday to come in and fix the ship right away. They've got two matchups in Portland with Damian Lillard, and then the next night, at least they're both at home, against the Charlotte Hornets with Kemba Walker. Lillard and Kemba on back-to-back nights, it's going to be a rough go for any point guard in the league, no matter how good you are. And Holiday's going to help there, but I don't know if he's going to be enough to turn these expected losses into victories. He would have helped in close games this year, but in the blowout loss to the Spurs, you've got to wonder if he would have helped. When the team just quit after Anthony Davis went to the locker room against the Los Angeles Lakers, you've got to wonder if just having Holiday would have been enough to overcome all of that. I'm inclined to say no right now. They still do need some, you know, other guys to step up. Terrence Jones has kind of been doing that recently. So has Langston Galloway. But be happy Holiday's back. Don't expect for a miraculous turnaround. But I'm going to play you a clip from someone who does really feel Holiday's going to, you know, have a great return. So listen to what Anthony Davis had to say about Holiday.
And when you're that good, it kind of stays with you, so.
Nice to end on a bit of optimism from Anthony Davis. He is the team's cornerstone, the franchise player. You want him to be happy. And he certainly yesterday seemed happy that Jrue Holiday was going to come back and maybe turn the fortunes of this Pelicans team around a little bit. So we're going to probably end it right there today for Locked On Pelicans. Thank you all for listening. For the two games this weekend, watch how Holiday plays. Just be happy he's going to be back. Look at the teammates' energy level. We're looking to see if Langston Galloway can keep up the hot streak he's been on. He's shooting particularly well from deep. You want him to keep shooting. He's going to need to. Both these two teams coming in are very good offensive teams. The Pelicans are going to need to keep up. It's going to be interesting to see how Holiday steps in and presses the point of attack on defense. Can he slow down Lillard and Kemba, two guys who do like to drive to the rim, particularly Kemba, but they're both very good shooters. Can he slow them down some and allow other Pelicans to step up and keep these games closer than what they probably would be without him? As of now, this morning, Anthony Davis is questionable. I think the determination on whether he's going to play or not tonight against Portland is going to be made at shoot-around, which hasn't happened by the time I've recorded this. So we'll see. I expect him to be a game-time decision. But with Holiday coming back, you want to get these guys playing time together. Anthony Davis wants to shed that injury-prone label, show that he's not soft. So I expect him to play, hopefully. Might be wrong. We'll see. There's time on this one. So two fun games. If you can, make sure you're going to be there in the Smoothie King Center for both of those. Just root for Jrue Holiday coming back. An absolutely wonderful story that he's back, that his wife's doing well, that his daughter's healthy. Temper your expectations on what he can do a little bit. But hey, this cavalry has come a little bit for the Pelicans. Now we just need to wait on Tyreke Evans and then Quincy Pondexter. And then you might be looking at this full team, seeing what they might be able to do overall. So thanks again for listening to Locked On Pelicans. I'm your host, Jake Madison. Bit of a different podcast today for you all with a lot of the audio clips I paid. When I get to practices, when there's big events, we're going to splice those in some more. So again, thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, on Audio Boom, whatever app, podcast app of your choice. You haven't listened to anything like this yet. I don't mean to, you know, come off not humble or anything like that, but no other podcasts, you know, other media outlets coming to you 5 days a week with analysis of this team that you love, the Pelicans, like I am. No one's has a network as great as the Locked On Podcast Network overall. Whatever team you like, even if it's not a New Orleans team, basketball, football, there's a podcast for them. If you're a diehard fantasy football, fantasy basketball player, We've got podcasts for that too. Those are some of the most popular ones. There's great insight there. They're going to try and help me win my league. It's nice to have access to these guys and listen to these podcasts. Just, you know, hidden gems here that everyone should be listening to. So don't forget, subscribe, like us, rate us, share us, wherever that is, on Twitter, Facebook. Even if you just tell a friend, I'm going to be happy with that. So Monday, we'll recap the games this weekend, talk about how well Holiday's played, you know, hopefully how well he's played, what his impact was, where the Pelicans need to go from here with them, and I'll be back with you guys then. Thanks for listening.